pitch the ball to Bell. That's upfield. 40, 45, 50, 45, 40. He's in the 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Cowboys. What a run.
Kicks it left wing, Lucas. Three-point jumper. Good. 6 seconds. No! Rebound! Cowboys win! Cowboys win! Oh, the Cowboys are going to the Final Four! Pistols firing! Touchdown, Oklahoma State!
Okay, I'm Adam Million. Welcome back to the podcast. Technical difficulties earlier in the week, but we got them worked out, so you're back on.
I'm here, man. We went ahead and we did our picks. We just didn't get to talk about them.
Right. Yeah. So we went ahead and picked the lines as we always do. You want to tell the listeners what happened and what we're gonna do about it.
Yeah, we each had them picked, and there were 14 games. We tied 6-6 and had two pushes. So we just decided we're going to pick a random game, and it's going to be Wisconsin at Michigan State, and we're just going to do an over-under to see who wins this week. And you desperately need it.
Yeah, I need it really bad because you're up 5-2 on me. I was actually just looking through which lines we picked correctly and whatnot. Yeah, Wisconsin, Michigan State. I'm gonna say that the over/under is set at 67.5.
Okay, I was gonna say 62.
Okay. Do you have it?
Are you looking it up? No, I don't.
No, I will. I will.
Okay. Yeah, so we got delayed on our picks, but last week we came on and did another short podcast with Kyle and the other contributors, all our seven picks for our parlay, and we had our first losing week as a group of the season at 3-4.
Yeah, which makes sense that we come on and give our picks out and you know, it works out like that. So
yeah, I think it's important that everybody knows our overall record on the season now is 45-33-1. So if you're betting on each individual game, you're up some money.
You want to hear the over-under for the Wisconsin game?
Okay. You say that like you won.
49.
Oh, I mean, I'm glad I won, but I still feel kind of stupid. 49?
Yeah. I mean, isn't Wisconsin averaging 49 a game by themselves?
Jeez, is there something we don't know on the defensive side of the ball? I'll take the over on that.
Which means that it'll probably be under.
Yeah. Again, we have no expertise in this except the fact that we just watch a lot of it.
Yeah, we did want to give out – hold on, I'm looking up who – Wisconsin is averaging 50 points a game.
And
50.2.
They have it. And they have it at 49.
Yeah.
Is that what it came out at, or is that what it's at now?
That's what it's at now. Michigan State is averaging 28 a game. So combined, they're averaging 78 a game, and they have it at 49.
So even if you took – that's ridiculous. You could take quite a bit off that and still be – and they'd still cover.
Yeah.
Oh, well, they research it. They have their reasons. So
we do want to give out our seven picks, though, right?
Right. Let's start with
okay.
We don't like to go big spreads very often, but if you're going to do it, Boise State's a team that normally can cover it. So they're -25.5 versus Air Force. To me, they've got every reason to have Kellen Moore throw in deep posts when they're up 25 in the fourth quarter. They've got to blow teams out now.
And that, correct me if I'm wrong, but that line moved, didn't it?
I think it was over 30.
Yeah,
it 31?
It was at 31 when it opened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so people are taking Air Force. But Air Force has lost a couple games by a significant amount. They've played some quality opponents, San Diego State and Notre Dame, but
yeah,
those teams aren't Boise.
I was going to say, they lost to Notre Dame by double digits at least.
It was 20 something.
Yeah.
22, 23. But so that's the first one. We like Boise to cover. I guess I have the order in front of me. I'll keep
going. It was 59 to 30. They lost to Notre Dame by 26. And I mean,
yeah.
Boise's definitely better than Notre Dame.
Much better than Notre Dame.
So.
And they've got more to prove.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
This was one that when we did our picks, this was one we picked, and we actually both picked the wrong team to win. Georgia Tech is +3 at Miami.
Yeah, it's such a weird game because it's like Georgia Tech's a top 15 team last week. I think they fell to 20 or 22 or something like that.
Right. That was a bad loss.
Yeah, it was a bad loss, but Miami is they're 3-3. They're not a good team. They are at home.
Like, you say that, but they've lost at Maryland. They lost.
Okay,
they
Maryland. Lose home to Kansas. Maryland's okay. Not good. That's not a good loss.
That's their worst loss. They lost at Virginia Tech by 3, and they lost at home to Kansas State by 4.
Okay, is Kansas State good?
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah. Can you argue that they're not? Where do you have them in your blog poll?
Well, I've got them at 12 because they're undefeated. If you want to get back into why I have teams ranked, as high, you know.
Okay,
whatever.
But are they a top 25 team?
No, they are. But so is Georgia Tech.
No, I'm not saying that I agree with you. Georgia Tech, I picked them to be favored. I'm just saying, let's not say Miami's horrible without looking at their losses. It's not like they've got terrible losses on their resume.
No,
and Ohio State played better games than we thought they would, and they beat Ohio State. Not saying that's a great win, but
Ohio State had one completed pass last week.
That's not a great win.
Did you see that though?
No, I think I saw it. I don't know if it was your tweet or somebody else's, but I was wrapped up in a wedding. So
they were 1-for-4 for like 16 yards. I mean, can you imagine if Oklahoma State completed one pass in a game?
We might be up. You know, 20 in the second half, in the third quarter, and people would still leave because they'd be so bored. That won't happen. But we do like Georgia Tech. You know, we feel they're the better team. They did get, and I saw this. I don't know a lot about the ACC, but they did. They were missing two starting linebackers against Virginia last week, and both of them are returning against Miami. So I think we'll either see a good team pick up the slack after a bad loss, or we're going to see a team that's starting to slide after a strong start. And we're going to, I mean, and we think they're a good enough team to go down there and beat Miami.
Do you feel like this is one of those games that it's kind of like on the surface, kind of if you follow college football like us, which is a good amount. It's not a crazy amount like some gamblers or some experts. Do you feel like this is a game that kind of on the surface to us looks like an easy game to pick, but it's going to be one of those that ends up a 1-point game or maybe Miami kicking a field goal to win it or something like that?
I think it's going to be close. Yes, we filled out our picks. We have a Google document we do it on, and I think it was Q's comment was like he ranked it a 10 out of 10, and I was like, I'm a little nervous after they lose to Virginia, but I mean, I'm on board with it. I think that they're going to cover that +3.
No, I am too. It feels like a game that kind of your average to or your moderate to highly informed college football fan would say, wow, I feel like Georgia Tech's going to at least cover 3 points in that game.
No, I agree. And this isn't the only game this week or out of our seven that I feel like the better team is the underdog based on the line.
Yeah.
But moving on, we got one of the Big 12. We took Kansas State -11 and at Kansas, and apparently this opened up at like -15. So a lot of people taking the Jayhawks. Are people really buying into the upset talk here?
I don't completely get it. I mean, obviously Kansas is better than the way that OSU made them look. They hung with OU for 2.5 quarters last week. But I don't know.
Which is a fluke and which isn't, though. I mean, we've got a top 15 team, ranked in the top 15, playing one of the worst teams in college football. And, I mean, if they were playing in Allen Fieldhouse, I would probably jump on board with an upset, but their Memorial Stadium is a joke. It's got to be probably a fourth or a third, you know, the crowd wearing purple, isn't it?
Yeah. No, I mean, I think half the crowd last week was wearing crimson, but I don't know. It just, it doesn't seem like, I feel like they played pretty well, or as well as they could have against OU. I don't know if they have that in them again against another top 15 team. It just doesn't feel like they're going to keep it within 11, does it?
Oh, so now Kansas State's a top 15 team.
Well, they are. I mean,
I'm just messing with you. I mean, we're kind of, both of us have to play devil's advocate on some of these, but
yeah,
in reality, we agree on the pick of each line.
Yeah, I mean, do you think K-State can keep it within, or excuse me, Kansas can keep it within 11 though?
Well, I've tried to look at it from that point of view, and I guess, you know, Kansas has a pretty good offense. Kansas State supposedly has a really good defense, and Kansas State doesn't, you know, they, one or the other, neither one of them are that balanced, but I don't feel like you have to be balanced to score 30 on Kansas.
No, I don't either.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's, yeah, I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense that it would even open at 15 when you've got a team like, well, for instance, the Tennessee-Alabama line is at 29. So it's almost double what the Kansas-Kansas State line. And Tennessee would murder Kansas. I'm not saying Kansas State and Alabama are equivalent, but...
Okay, that's what it sounded like, and I was going to say, where are we going with this?
No, it just, it doesn't match up in my mind. Like, it doesn't equate. It doesn't seem right. And then to have that line get bet down to 11?
That's the thing that surprised me, is like, how much money was thrown on Kansas?
Yeah, it's weird.
I think it moved more than any other line, or close to it this week.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, we've got, so far, Boise State minus 29. Georgia Tech plus 3, Kansas State minus 11, and next one, you know, I do like Penn State, but I'm all over Northwestern plus 4 at home versus the Nittany Lions, and I don't know how Penn State's favored in this one.
Yeah, they're a farce. Their offense is embarrassing. I mean,
it's brutal.
Their offense makes Ohio State's offense look explosive.
It really does. Their best wins are at Temple by 4 and Iowa at home by 10. And Iowa's not the normal Iowa.
Right.
That was a 10-3 bloodbath over
that's
there.
Like, that's true. If you had to say, guess the score of fill in a Big Ten game, you would probably say 10-3.
10, the winning score being 10-14 range, and obviously a single digit. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You got your occasional Michigan or Wisconsin, but
12-8.
Traditionally, that's where it's going to be. Through their three conference games, Penn State's average score is 17-10. It's not like they play Indiana, Iowa, and Purdue.
Yeah, that's not murderers right there. And Northwestern, I mean, they've got Persa back. You know, they're not bad.
They're not good, but he's definitely not going to win the Heisman. But, yeah, they're not bad. They're better than Penn State at home, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So this is probably based off Northwestern's coming off a 10-point loss at Iowa. But Penn State's played one game away from Beaver Stadium, and they beat Indiana 16-10.
Yeah.
So I got Northwestern straight up, much less – plus 4.
Right. Yeah.
I'm confident in that one.
Yeah, I am too.
So that one, so now Penn State's going to win.
Yeah,
by 5.
Definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
By a touchdown. They might only score a touchdown. It might be 7-0.
I think Northwestern, I just think they're going to score some, and Penn State obviously can't.
Is there, this game has to be the 11 o'clock game, doesn't it? Isn't it at 11?
I'd imagine.
Yeah, so
Penn
we're not,
State's
I
always mean, not at 11.
We won't see any of this one, but.
I'm always fighting to stay awake after I watch game day whenever a Big Ten game's put on TV. Well, that was another one that I kind of feel like the better team this year was the underdog, or at least better team at home. They may be kind of a push straight up. But another one I feel like, and I think you're with me, that the better team is an underdog is Rutgers plus 2 at Louisville.
Yeah, I really like Rutgers a lot. I saw... I believe it was on Football Outsiders, the the website that I referenced in the post today about Oklahoma State having a top 10 defense, and Rutgers was one of the, you know, they had Rutgers as like a top 20 team based on, you know, they're 4-2, but based on their ratings, the way they've done things, they had them way up there. So yeah, I mean, I know that doesn't. Yeah, they have them at 17. Yeah, Rutgers is 4-1. Not 4-2.
5-1.
Oh, are they 5-1? Oh, this is FBS. They must have played an FCS.
Don't count that North Carolina Central.
Yeah. They
I'm not making that up. It really is North Carolina Central.
No, I know. I'm my bad on that. No, but Football Outsiders has them ranked at number 17, right behind Michigan, right in front of Georgia Tech. And I think the bigger point is that they're playing Louisville, who's terrible.
They really are bad.
Yeah.
Last week I did, I think one of our last picks before I got off, I said I liked Rutgers like -2 or -3 at home versus Navy, and they won by one. But
yeah,
this is one that it kind of scares you because it confuses you. And you're like, okay, wait a second. You know, it's at Louisville. Louisville's only wins are Kentucky and Murray State, but they've played some decent teams close, Cincinnati and North Carolina. But then Rutgers has beaten Pitt. They beat them pretty good. And Syracuse and Navy. So not a lot of great resume builders across the board. Bottom line is we know very little about the Big East outside of Morgantown. So based on what we've seen on SportsCenter, which with these teams is very little, and then the box scores, I think I kind of see like a somewhat of a lopsided matchup. And the better team is the underdog, in my opinion. So it's a pretty easy selection.
Which, by the way, this Football Outsiders poll, the rankings that I'm looking at also has A&M at number 6 and Oklahoma State at number 10. So take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, it's a big grain of salt.
Yeah, I mean it doesn't make sense, but anyway.
Always fault in any ranking system. Okay, a couple more, and this one I'm hesitant, but Washington +20.5. on the road at Stanford.
Yeah, I don't know what you're hesitant about.
Well, I guess it's because, you know, we're going to find something out about Stanford this weekend. It could be a wake-up call for him, or it could be Luck taking advantage of an opportunity to give himself some margin in the Heisman race. You know, maybe they've just been kind of going through the motions and cruising, and maybe they're capable of just turning it on, saying, hey, now the doubters are going to – they're having their eyes on us, expecting us to go down. Let's just blow this team out of the water. And I like Sark. I know you probably like him more, but 20 is a lot against a ranked opponent.
Yeah. I mean, to your point, Washington hasn't been, you know, they haven't played anybody. They played one team and it was Nebraska and they lost by 13, but it was at Nebraska and Nebraska's really
good. But that wasn't that close. It wasn't one of those, they lost by 13, but it was a 13-point game.
Well,
when they kicked back, you're right. But Nebraska was.
I guess I shouldn't say. I shouldn't say Nebraska is really good. Nebraska is a solid team.
Right, but they probably put it in cruise control a little bit, and I don't remember how that game finished. But I recall Nebraska being way up, and Washington making a little bit of a comeback. I mean, apparently that's all they need to do against Stanford, also. To cover 20.5. So
yeah,
I'm on board with it. Like this is a group deal. So
right, and I think this one is going to come down to like, can Washington score a late touchdown to get within 19? You know, something like that. I mean, I don't think Washington's by any means going to go down to Palo Alto and get a win.
It would be nice if they would.
It would be it'd be outstanding on a number of levels. But I don't think that's going to happen.
Which is, it's sad to say that, and it sneaked into our top 7 picks. But
yeah,
we can lose 2 games and still make it 50 cents, I think, is what will come out on top each.
Yeah.
Last one shouldn't be a big surprise to anybody. We're taking OSU -7 again.
Yeah.
Love our Cowboys, man.
Well, and Quaid and I talked about this on the podcast today, but it doesn't feel like this offense is gonna basically throw up two subpar games in a row. And I think if they go to Columbia and play above average, they're going to score 50, you know?
And I completely agree with that, too, about two kind of apathetic performances in a row.
Yeah, and not that they were, you know, not that they were bad by any means. You go to Texas and score 38, that's pretty good.
Right.
But for this offense, for where they're at right now, and I don't see Missouri putting up 40. I just don't. I mean, do you?
No. I loved your post on the defense, just all the statistics and everything. I think most OSU fans know it. We're not that bad. Been in debates with other fans of other schools, and, you know, they'll rag our defense. I'm like, you don't understand. It's really not that bad. We're not deep. But the 11 we put out there, you know, they're good. I mean, they're not, like you said, they're not the best defense in the country. But number, like, ranked 100, that was kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, it's dumb. Okay, so this year Missouri has put up 17, 30. They put up 69 on Western Illinois. That doesn't really count. 28 on OU, 17 on Kansas State, and 52 on Iowa State. I don't think Missouri is going to score more than 40 this week.
I would say upper 20s.
You think like 28 or something like that?
I would say somewhere 24 to 28 is my guess.
I mean, I really could see Oklahoma State winning this by three touchdowns.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with like a kind of similar to last week. I'll probably go with maybe a 38 to 24 type deal.
See, I think
41-24.
I think OSU definitely scores over 40.
Okay, I mean, that's, you never know. I mean, I'm with you. Their offense could play well, but and still only score 38. Maybe not well by our standards, but you know, OSU. Go ahead.
That's true. I mean, you know, you got a special team. You got a kick return last week, and you got some, you know, you're scoring in different ways. So that's a good point. I mean, you could go down and put up 700 yards and only put up 38 points. So.
Right, and then we may get into a position where we, you know, we have some long drives, run some clock down. We get a lead. You know, we may run the clock a little more. We may go to our running game. I don't know. I mean, there are just things that can happen to where your defense doesn't, you know, still plays well, but you may not score more than 40.
Right.
You know you're doing things right when you're like, I think our defense isn't going to play that bad and score 38.
You mean our offense?
Well, yeah, sorry, whatever. you know, we've only, like, oh, we're 5-1 against, okay, you know, I heard you and Quay talked about, can you say we or whatnot? I'm saying yes. We're 5-1 against the spread, and that's only because of those two pick sixes in the season opener.
So since the season opener, OSU has won. So they lost the first game against the spread, but they've won the next five.
Correct. The spread in the first one was like 37, 36, 37. And
yeah, it was 37 and a half, if I remember correctly.
We lost by 27, and they had two pick sixes. So it was, that was kind of, you know, whatever.
Well, then Arizona was like 11, Tulsa was 14, A&M, they were plus 4.
Yeah, those other two, Arizona and Tulsa, we just blew those out of the water. And then
Kansas was 33.
Yeah.
And Texas was, barely. What was Texas, 7?
Like 7.5, 7, yeah. So, yeah. It hasn't, I mean, the closest it's been is 4 or 5.
Yeah.
That was only a couple times.
Yeah.
So we're not getting any love as a team that covers the spread either. But those are our 7.
Which is what really matters.
Yeah, to us. No, except with OSU. But Boise, Georgia Tech, Kansas State, OSU, Northwestern, Rutgers, and Washington.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds great right now. Thursday night, you know, have a few beers, watch the Arizona, UCLA. Well, I'm not watching the Arizona, UCLA game. Watch the World Series. Think about our 7 games. It sounds great. And then we get Saturday morning. Penn State will open up a 2-touchdown lead at Northwestern, and it'll be downhill from there.
That's right. And then we'll end up struggling and winning by 6.
Okay.
Right. Well, maybe we'll have something to show for our 7 games this week.
I sure hope so. Okay, Matty Emelian, appreciate you coming on. Our resident gambling. What are you? Are you an expert? Are you like a what's your title?
We'll have to think of something because the expert's not gonna work. I don't know where I'm ranked in your Pistols Pick'em League, but it's not at the top. I think I'm the one we have. Okay, I'm 19 out of 50.
That's not bad.
No, it's not bad.
I mean, there are
there's about 31 people below me that would take my advice. Some would choose not to.
Okay, well, appreciate you coming on, and we will talk to you again next week.
All right, man. See you later.
All right, see ya.